Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Mervyn Abrams, a very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to all your listeners. Yes, well, the third wave is keeping us all indoors and children at home, so life becomes a bit more
interesting. What's the Chinese curse? That you'll live in interesting times.
Exactly.
Right. So things are interesting. Unfortunately, not easy. We've just we spoke a little bit earlier to the CEO of the restaurant industry and hospitality industry, bringing us the very, very stark information as to how a million people are affected or impacted by the closure of restaurants. I'm not debating where something should or shouldn't be open. The reality is that we're a country in severe crisis, and food is not getting cheaper.
No, exactly, Howard. And as you see, as you've just mentioned, I mean, the unemployment rate has increased since the last quarter. So more and more people are unemployed. And at the same time, we're seeing that food prices remain extremely high in comparison to levels of income. So when we look at our basket of food and our data from June, we see that there has been a marginal decrease in the cost, overall cost of our basket, a decrease of about 8 rand. But when looked at over a 10-month period, so since September 2020, our basket today is still higher than in September by 271 rand. And the cost of our basket of 44 very basic foods for a household of seven is now 4,128 rand, which is way above the national minimum wage. And we know that the majority of workers in South Africa are earning at the level of a national minimum wage. And that wage would have brought in 3,643 rand, and yet the basket of food is at 4,128 rand. So in terms of income, the cost of food is still way too high for most low-income households.
So now what? You know, we're not seeing government assisting in this regard, as they were. Not that the 350 rand really could do very much for a household, but what are our options?
So we have made a call for government to reinstate the 350 rand social relief grant and to once again do the top-ups to the old age grant and the child support grant, as was done a year ago. Now, Howard, you are absolutely correct in that it's not a lot of money for a household. But we saw that even though it was a little money, it actually went quite far. And when we looked at after the introduction of the 350 and the top-ups to the grant, we saw a decrease in the spite of hunger across the country of at least about 15 to 20%. So it does make a difference. So we are asking government to do exactly the same. Of course, we are in a worse situation today than we were a year ago, because as we're speaking today, electricity prices across the country, if they haven't yet been increased, will be increased as from today by about 15%. And we have also seen that transport costs over the last year has increased by 7%. So low-income households do not have credit cards. They don't have savings. They have fixed income. So when transport and electricity prices increase, it impacts on that household's ability to purchase food, because now there is less money left over to buy food. And while food prices have also gone up. So at least the reintroduction of these top-ups will go a long way to at least offset the annual increase on the food price and allow households to continue purchasing food at the level that they did, say, a month ago.
Are they receptive to this? Do you think that there is a chance that they will reinstate this 350 rand?
I think it largely depends on the public outcry. I think if we as the public understand its necessity, and I think most people understand its necessity, It will then bring pressure on Treasury. We do know that Thito Mboweni said after the last budget that there is no social contract to increase social grants. I haven't heard the ANC condemn that statement. It is a terrible statement, considering that the Constitution guarantees the right to food, and we know that the grants are used by and large to buy food. But it really depends on the public pressure, unfortunately, at this time, to force government into doing the right thing.
Yeah, let's hope that they are able to do that. In terms of the forward, the forecast with regard to food pricing, do you see it stabilizing? What are you anticipating?
So we are hoping, at this stage it's purely a hope because there isn't that much data available, that the recent increases in the petrol price have worked its way through the food value chain, and that the slight decreases that we are seeing currently might actually continue into the next month or two. Of course, we're going to have to see the impact of this electricity crisis, because electricity is a major input into the production and manufacturing of the food products that we get at retail level. So we're going to have to see its impact. But from a purely kind of climatic condition, we are seeing that the cost of vegetables are beginning to go down, etc. So we're hoping that trend continues.
And let's hope that it really does. Mervin Abrahams, who is the program coordinator at the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Program. Thank you for chatting to us.